What's up, what's up, what's up, Goddess Gang? It's your girl Q.
Hey y'all, it's Ray.
And today's spill is going to be, ladies, 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 would you trust your female friends around your nigga?
Let's get wet. Okay. Oh shit. Okay, y'all.
I look dead at her. What you got to say? What's up?
So last episode, we talked about, can men and women be strictly platonic friends? So mutually on both sides, nobody's liking each other or anything like that. And we both agree that it's definitely possible. While it may not be common and it's not suitable for everyone, it is definitely possible.
Absolutely.
In saying that, in concluding that, Q had another question, which was really good. And that is the subject of today's spill, which is, would you trust your friend around your nigga? Now, friends come in all shapes and sizes. And she want me to answer this first, but I am not. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to hear what she has to say. And then I'll put my two cents in, because I'm really, I don't know. That's my answer. I don't know.
You don't know right
so
now?
So we got to talk about it and deliberate.
Okay, let's talk about it.
And I'll figure it out. So let's
talk about it. Okay, I don't mind going first, because if y'all remember, I ended off with, I know what the fuck my answer is.
Yeah,
I know my
answer. She didn't say that.
Yes. So let's get on into this spill, ladies. Let's get into this spill. So for me personally, now this is coming from a person who has like zero trust for other people, so to speak. I keep my circle really small, and I mean small, and those people I do trust, and I can honestly say I trust. So with that being said, I think I have maybe three female friends.
Click.
I have three female friends. This is with Ray included, and Ray is my best friend. My other two friends are in relationships. One is married and one has been dating her guy for a few years. So Ray here, a big booty Ray, is my single best friend.
Ew.
Okay. So that being said, would I trust Ray? Or you know what? Even the other two, because relationship does not mean
facts.
That the other two wouldn't try facts. Anything. So just in general, would I trust any of them? But I'm going to go ahead and specify Ray because we're together more. Would I trust any of them though with my guy if I had one?
If she don't answer this question, y'all,
I just want to lay the foundation. I have to lay the foundation. So the answer is, I would absolutely 100% trust Ray with any guy that I was dating. 100%. Now, would I say that with someone else? No.
No.
Abso-fucking-lutely not. The answer would be a hard pass for me. But with Ray, I absolutely would 100% trust this bitch around any nigga that I was dating. Absolutely, hands down.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Now, if we're just going to... I ain't gonna do that. I got a few more friends than her.
She's a little more likable than
they listen then. Which I think is why I was like hesitant on how to answer it, because for me and a lot of us in our community, for sure, I don't know about, you know, Europeans and what their culture is like, but I know black people we raise, like, you don't leave your man
around
your friends.
Nobody.
Period. And sometimes even your family. Like,
absolutely.
You know, we'll get into whole culture and everything like that at some point throughout this season. But yeah, I mean, loyalty don't have any type of alliance, particularly.
At all.
Like
blood,
it could be
years
anybody.
Knowing somebody.
Correct.
Absolutely.
It changes nothing. So growing up like that, you know, you're always taught that, but I'm the type of person that I just always see the good in people. So I'm a little bit naive.
Yes, she does.
And so naturally I would be like, well, yeah, like they don't want him. But like in reality, you never know, because you know, sometimes your closest friends, you think they're your friends, but they, you know, they want to see your downfall.
Yep.
And they want everything that you have, including, you know, your nigga, not somebody like your nigga. Like
your
sometimes
nigga.
They'll go that route, but sometimes they want the one you got.
Exactly.
And so my mom used to always be like, you know what I'm saying? Don't tell your friends everything that goes on in your bedroom. Don't tell them everything that goes on in your relationship. Because you're making this nigga sound so fucking great to these people. What's to stop them from wanting what you have and to, like, you know, being jealous and envious? So having said that, I don't have people around me, I don't feel like, that would want my nigga. But then again, we also all have different types. And I don't have a type. That nigga could be anybody. He could be tall. He could be, you know, medium build. He could be light skin. He could be dark skin. I don't have a specific type, but most of my friends do have a type, and I don't fuck with they type. And then because I just have a random, whatever it is, they don't really, you know, fuck with mine either. Like we our niggas is our niggas. Like, don't nobody want the other one's nigga.
Right.
It just don't work. Like, whether they can be attractive still or whatever, but we just, that's not how our, you know, vibe is. We vibe with our niggas on a different level. And for Q, she's got to have emotional attachments and different things like that. So naturally, you know, that's going to be different anyway when it comes to our romantic relationships. And mine is energy-based, personality, but also, you know, sapiosexual. So intellectual is also a strong thing for me. So, which is why I don't have a specific type, because that comes in all different types of packages.
Correct.
So, yeah, like, I would trust my friends, like my real close true friends, acquaintances and shit like that, it depends on the person, like,
depending.
But my actual friends, my true friends, yes, I would trust them. But why would they be around my nigga?
Well, like,
talk about some situations and circumstances that would lead them to be together.
And let me clarify what you're saying, that it doesn't have to be that they'll be together alone necessarily. It could be a groupie event and maybe you step away, or some bitches are so slick that they'll try a little slick something while you sitting right there. So it doesn't necessarily always have to be like they would be alone with your man at some point, but just on outing, you go to the restroom, of which typically all girls go to the bathroom at the same time, but you step away for a drink, just whatever the case may be as to why your nigga and your friends would be together, vibing and chilling for whatever that reason may be.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the most part, I wouldn't have an issue with it. If I have a friend, which I don't, I'm trying to think, I don't think I do, but if I had a friend who was like free, let's just say free.
Have a free friend.
Me?
Not you.
Who?
The other one.
No, she's not free.
Not anymore? I mean,
like, free, like, actual inhibition free. Like,
oh, okay, because she used to be very much so. Which, there's nothing wrong with it, absolutely. Let me clarify this. There's nothing wrong with being a free spirit.
I don't
want to say her name. I can't say her name.
I don't have
the one we used to work with. She was very free.
Oh, boo-boo, She was.
Okay. I don't know what she is now because I know times have changed. Right. She could not be as free anymore. But she used to be very free and fun loving.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, so let me explain what I mean then. Let me explain what I mean.
Okay.
Not free spirited in that way. I mean, like, literally, the so free that I don't feel any sort of loyalty in that department to someone.
Okay.
Because it's just dick. It's just fucking. It's just, this doesn't mean I don't, you know, want him. Like, I don't, you know, that type of free.
Okay.
I should specify. So I don't have one of those type of friends. But if I did, then I would second guess and reconsider. And I know some people would be like, well, why even be friends with a person like that? Like, because that's just a characteristic of said person. So if it happens when they're drinking, you know, or when they're high or whatever, if it's circumstantial and they're not just always like, let me get his pussy out to whomever is around, whether they belong to somebody or not, then that's, you know, subjective to the environment. Like, I won't mind hanging out with them normal days.
Right.
I just wouldn't bring my nigga around them if, you know, they were going to behave that way.
Mm-hmm.
And another point that some people like, again, why would you be friends with that person? Or why? Well, again, I got to trust my nigga too. So
correct.
It's not going to always be whether I trust the friend or not. I got to trust the both of them.
Correct.
And if it's a new relationship and we're just building that, that's kind of hard to do because you don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't believe in the games and the testing and all that type of shit. Like, I ain't going to be trying to, like, leave them for a second, go to the bathroom and see if she's been trying to holler at them. And I don't got time for that.
Right.
People do that, but I don't got time for that. So, yeah, like, I would just kind of, like, be leery about those type of situations for sure. But again, once I'm in a relationship and I trust him, I'm not really worried about what the next bitch is going to do. Because mm-hmm. the only mm-hmm. thing that I can worry about is what he's going to do, how he's going to react.
His response. So,
absolutely. If this bitch is just all over you and you like feeding into it, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's my friend or it's a stranger.
Right.
Because, you know, naturally you would think that, well, I'm right here. So why are you going to disrespect me like that with mm-hmm. my friend? What you do behind closed doors and I'm not there, of course, you know, whatever. I can't change yes. that. But if you got somebody all up in your face and I'm right here and you don't have
the balls the situation. Or nothing
to just be like, hey, like, chill. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Then we won't have any more problems because I can't deal with you.
Right.
Because I'm sitting right in your face and you can't do it. So you damn sure can't do it via social media right. or at your workplace or when you go out for guys night. Like, if you can't sit and tell somebody right in my face to, like, back to up chill. Off you,
yeah,
friend or otherwise, you know, right. then no. So
with that being said, let me ask you this real quick, because you touched on it a little bit. You said if it was a newer relationship. So with that being said, do you think that there would be a time frame that you would feel more comfortable in your relationship with starting to bring outside friends in? Because when a relationship is new anyway, you guys are still having your you and them, that person time. You guys are in that honeymoon stage. You're still getting to learn different things right. and exploring one another. So you don't really want the outside noise anyways. So is there a certain time where you feel like, is it a few months? Is it whatever the case may be, where you feel like, okay, well, now I think we could move on to the stage of hanging out with friends in more of a group setting and bringing more people into us. Does that have mm-hmm. a time for you, or is it as it flows? Because you're very much vibing. Right.
Yeah,
energy.
It's not. Yeah, there's no time. It's just as it flows. But I will say that one particular friend, if she was out there and I at some point in my life had that type of a friend, it would likely be a scenario where I didn't necessarily need to get up and leave. I need
right.
all hands on deck here. So we got eyes because bitch, I love you, but let's yeah. just make sure, because you know, cause some people think like, okay, well y'all not like, you don't love them yet. Or like, you know what I mean? Like some mm-hmm. people don't take your shit seriously. So you right. have to be the one to set the stage and the tone for what your relationship means to you. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of people, a whole other topic, for another day, but a lot of people don't feel like they owe you anything or any type of loyalty when it comes to a nigga, because we don't own or possess anyone. Right. And I do believe that wholeheartedly. I don't care, even with a document and you stood and took vows, you can't be an owner mm-hmm. of another person. Mm-hmm. Like you just can't. So yeah, you make that commitment and that's cool and that should be honored, and between the right. two of you, what you have, and people shouldn't break that. But at the same time, nobody owes another person anything. Mm-hmm. It's just what you do. It's just out of respect. If you care about somebody, you're not going to do certain things to them. Mm-hmm. And people fuck up.
Absolutely.
So, and I get that too. But like, a lot of people would just be like, well, you know, it was just a new relationship. Y'all just talking. Like, y'all just,
y'all
talking
just started. Stage. You don't really like him like that.
And then some people in said relationship feel the same way. Like, it ain't that deep. Like, mm-hmm. we just talking still. Even if y'all fucked already, people still have different views on and outlooks on the mm-hmm. relationship. And if y'all don't have that communication established and that understanding, then he may not think there's anything wrong with flirting with this next bitch or your friend or not, or just, you know, fucking with her. You say like, oh, well, common sense. But no, if he don't feel a certain type of way about you and your relationship, if he don't feel a certain type of way, he don't feel the same way you feel, he not going to feel like he's
doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. And that friend may very well think the same thing.
Vibe on that same type of
girl, y'all have been talking for a couple months. Mm-hmm. Like, you mm-hmm. know, I've seen how you was in relationship when you really about that.
When
nigga.
You really like, you like really, him.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make it right, but it's interpretation. Mm-hmm. And it's open to everyone, and everybody's going to be a little bit
everybody
different.
Everybody sees things differently. Well.
Right?
I agree. I definitely agree. I definitely think that, of course, everything is up for interpretation. It's the way you perceive things, and everybody's going to perceive things differently. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one thing that is kind of, I don't want to say touchy, but it's one of the things to keep in mind when you are introducing or bringing your partner around your core group, is that because they have that, well, I've seen you before with somebody. Mm-hmm. So if you're not acting the exact same way they felt you acted mm-hmm. or doing the exact same things, never mind what understanding you and this nigga may have and what type of time you guys are on. But if your core group feels they're not seeing the exact same thing they may have seen with the last nigga, that could leave it up for, right. you don't even like him like that. I right. know how you really are when you like somebody. You just got with him. There's no, girl, stop, type of thing. And it's just like, everybody is different. So what I had with that last nigga and what you may have thought you seen, it could have came quicker. It could have came in a longer period of time. I may not even told you about this nigga until I was so set and secure in what we had. Exactly. Therefore, you've seen us at a different level than what I'm introducing you to this person. So it is, it's perception. Everybody sees things differently. And at the end of the day, I can't account for how anybody's going to act. I can only account for how I act and what I do. So it don't matter if I was with this nigga for a week. If I ask you, do you want to come over and hang out? You have to respect the boundaries.
Correct.
It could have been 2 days for all I care. But at the end of the day, as my friend, or you respect the boundaries that I have, that we have set in place. Just like I wouldn't cross you, I wouldn't expect you to cross me.
Right.
But that also comes with what I've been learning a lot lately is you can't expect you and everyone else. You can't expect everyone to act the way you're going to act and do what you're going to do. And that's why it's important to know the people you have around you. Mm-hmm. Hence why I only got about 4 people around me, because it could get there sometimes. And at this big age, I don't really feel like feeling like I have to lose friends or learn new friends or keep this or keep that. Ray, we've been friends for a while, literally like 10, 11, 12 plus years. My other two friends are relatively more newer friends, but we've gotten to know each other a lot. We've had those conversations where you know a person's boundaries, you know what they stand for, and you know how they conduct themselves. As in, we've been out, because I think that's key to know a person in every setting.
Right.
So the other two I work with, so I know the work. Then I've been to their homes. Then we've been out. So I can see them in each basically core part of their lives, because we've done a little bit of everything. One of them, we've even been out of town, and that's a big thing.
I think
that kind of will tell you is when you can go out of town with someone and then y'all still come back as friends. Because
sometimes you lose one along the way.
You might. That'd be a spill for another day, y'all. Yeah. But you could do an overnighter and come back with one less fucking friend. True story. So it
happens a lot.
It does. So I just think it's important to at least know as much as you can, because again, you can only know what a person lets you know. Mm-hmm. But just know as much as you can about a person before you actually call them your friend, and know as much as you can and continue to get to know as much as you can about the person that you lay next to.
Right. Which I was about to say, like, so we led with, would you trust your friend around your nigga? But now we need to talk about, would you trust your nigga around your friends? Because, yes, it's similar concept, but it's not. Because usually you've had a friend, like, they're established in your life.
Correct.
And a lot of the times you've had the friend before the nigga. Mm-hmm. So you got years, or, you know, sometimes it could be months, but you usually got years invested in that relationship already before this nigga came around.
Mm-hmm.
So you know your friend. They know you. Again, they may have seen you in several different relationships and saw you, like, really like somebody, love somebody, and not that into it, what have you. But so would you trust your nigga around your friends?
You putting that question to me?
Yes. Anybody else, Sophie?
I thought you were just putting the question out there for the people, and then you was going to answer it first.
Because, I can. I will.
Okay, you go ahead, because let me think on this for a little bit.
Let me think. Initially, no.
Okay.
And here's why. I don't know that nigga.
Correct.
So while I'm going to bring him around still, I'm learning. I'm seeing, like you just said, we're in different settings and scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's new and it's fresh, that, and I mean, usually I don't put time frames because I don't like locking shit in. That's just a commitment thing. Topic for another day.
Commitment.
But but I would say at least several months in, because you gotta learn, and you're never gonna truly know 100% of someone. You just
absolutely
won't. So it takes a while to get to know them, but you gotta be in different settings, gotta be around different friends, and every friend isn't for every occasion. So you got turn up friends, you got, you know, go to when I need you friends, or they come to you when they need you friends. Like, you just got friends for every occasion.
Correct.
So you don't just, unless it's like a birthday party or something like that, you're not gonna meet all the friends in the same setting. So having said that, you know, you learning. So initially, I just met the nigga, do I feel comfortable just dropping him off in a group of friends, I'm gonna just dip out, take a call or something like that, and whatever. Probably not.
Right.
But that's not going to stop me either, because I'm also not that type of person. I'm not going to just fucking babysit. Like, I'm not going to sit here with you to make sure you don't talk to my nigga a certain way, mm-hmm. or to make sure he don't talk to you a certain way. Like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
But I would be lying if I just said, like, yeah, I trust him, when I can't, because I don't know him. Now, mm-hmm. if it's an established relationship, yes. Because at the end of the day, I'm like, if he going to do something, he going to do it. What's done in the dark mm-hmm. comes to the light. Mm-hmm. Would I be upset? Yes, but I can't hold on to somebody else's actions, because yes, while it's easier said than done, that's some shit that somebody did to me.
Right.
But it's not a reflection of me.
Say it again for the bitches.
That's some shit that somebody did to me.
Facts.
But it's not a reflection of me.
That's
so
a word.
Like at the time, if, like I said, I might be pissed or whatever. I'm not a fighter, so I'm not gonna fight you, because that's just stupid to me.
She could tell me and I might slap
but
the
she
shit
might
at you,
yeah
though.
I might slap a bitch, don't get it twisted. I might slap a bitch, and I hope I got nails on at that time, because I go back and forth. I have them, I don't have them. But I'm not about to fight you, and I pretty much can guarantee that if you fucked with my nigga and I slapped the shit out of you, you're not gonna do shit back, because I'm not that type of, I'm not a fighter,
right?
And you know,
right.
you fucked up if I right. have to slap the shit out of you. You know you fucked up.
Correct. And you should know.
And I highly doubt you're going to do shit. You ain't going to pipe up, because, one, you supposed to be my friend.
And what you, the fuck like is I you said, talking so, about? Why would you pipe up?
Yeah. You're just going to take that fucking slap.
And carry on.
But yeah. So, no. I wouldn't be sitting there and like, yeah, I trust him. Like, I just met him. But, he don't want to fight me. Because we all
he
know.
He can do no wrong.
We done all been there. Niggas and females alike. Where you'd be like, damn. I got the ugly friend. Like, shit.
Yeah.
And it happened to me several times. You meet the... You're like, God damn. I didn't know you was working with that.
I should have held out.
Correct.
I should have waited.
Or they got that group picture, and then you don't know who's talking to you yet. Yeah. And it's like, shit, which one is you? Which one is you? Like,
hilarious.
I've been there multiple times. And I'm sure a nigga didn't like, well, damn, her other friend got bigger teeth. Mm. Or her other friend looked like that. Like, you know, it's happened to everybody, and it's going to keep happening. And especially in the beginning when you don't know them yet, so you're not necessarily attracted to all those other qualities.
Everything
if it was a physical thing mm-hmm. from the get-go. And so having said that, yeah, it's very possible that I might not be the one for this nigga. You might meet my fucking friend early on. She's mm-hmm. the bitch for you. Now, would that be difficult? Could I do it? I don't know. But if it's just in the beginning, I don't see why not. I ain't invested in this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like a dating type of thing, like we just right. is a date or something like that, and they hit it off better, because you can tell if it's either gonna work or it's not.
Correct.
And I'm the type of person that it takes a lot for me to like somebody.
Ooh, child.
A fucking lot.
Say that shit again for the bitches and the niggas in the back.
Like
please,
it takes a lot, and it ain't no because I'm so fucking picky and I got these high ass standards. Cause no, I ain't saying I don't have no standards, but if you met some of the niggas I done fucked with, you'd be like, well, damn,
please
what was your standards at? What was they
know
doing?
And understand. Please know and under fucking stand.
For real. Like, it takes a lot. So, having said that, once again, if I like you, I like you. Like,
we
if I like you, I
shit.
Like you. Correct.
We done conquered some shit if she Correct. Likes you. I mean, like, really, where she tell people, like, she likes you? Oh my fucking God. You have
It's kind
conquered.
Of a big deal. Like, it's kind of a big deal.
I'm trying to tell y'all, bells and whistles. I'm trying to tell y'all.
And that's like. That's like, y'all.
That's just liking.
That's just
I'm
liking.
Telling you, man.
But I think also when you had mentioned earlier about learning, you know, that you're not, everybody's not going to be you, react the way you do, love the mm-hmm. way you do, think mm-hmm. like that is also something that I have been trying to learn. And I said trying because it's easier said than done.
Absolutely.
Like, you think common sense ain't so common.
Correct.
Two, you think human decency. That's
ain't
not
so
common
decent.
Either. And
Look,
so
ain't
decent.
So decent.
Right. Like some of this shit just don't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Loyalty, not the same. Totally different definitions. Mm-hmm. Like, We could go on and on about how things used to matter and now they don't.
Correct.
Or they do, but only to a select few.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you don't know a bitch ain't shit until they do some ain't shit
shit.
Until
you get to know ain't
right.
shit.
And sometimes right. you don't know the nigga ain't shit until he really do some shit. Now, there are flags, and everybody has flags from time to time. But the thing about that is, like, people be in different places in their lives, too. Mm-hmm. So you might have a friend who done did some fucked up ass shit. And if you're me, you done forgave them a time or two or three, depending on what it was. But we all supposed to grow. So if you still doing the same mm-hmm. fuck shit, I can't, like, at some point, I can't keep saying, yo, okay, it's okay. Like, you were right. you were here. Because right. now it's fucking 2-3 years later. And you shouldn't still be doing the same shit.
Thing. Yep.
That's one. And I do have issues with cutting people off and letting people go because I'm like, well, you know, they were in a bad place or, you know, they were needed to grow, they needed to mature, and they needed to do this, this, and that. And I'll make 10,000 excuses for somebody because I'm expecting you to get your fucking shit mm-hmm. together at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to just give up on you because
right.
you got to change eventually, right? But no, some motherfuckers
the
just,
it
ain't,
evolve,
it
right?
ain't
so.
Yes, some people just don't got it, and then they do, but it'd be too
it's
late.
Too late. Mm-hmm.
So I've definitely recently accepted that, like, in general, no matter who you are, like, family, friends, doesn't matter. Like, some shit is just going to be who a person is, and we may think it's a bad quality. We may think it's wrong or right. whatever, but that is solely our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We can't force anybody to be any type of way and vice versa. So just because we think it's a bad quality doesn't mean that it is a bad quality.
And honestly, what seems like what's a red flag for you may not be a red flag for the next person.
Correct.
So if they've never heard it before or if it's something that hasn't appeared to be an issue for anybody else they've encountered, that would seem to be just your issue with them or your red flag with them, doesn't mean the next person will have the same red flags and vice versa. Just because the next bitch said he was doing this, mm-hmm. this, that, and the third and had every red flag under the sun, he could come with you and be a whole different nigga. It's not going to be the same red flags.
Correct. So, I mean, we got off a little bit off topic. But the point
is... I mean,
we're
in the same general area.
I mean, yeah, we could circle back to, you know, whether or not you trust him or not. But did you answer it? No, I answered it first. That was a long-ass fucking answer. Oh, shit, my bad.
Because y'all seen how she pressed me in the beginning, right? When I was trying to lay the foundation for my answer.
That was long. Mm-hmm. Did y'all get the answer? I'll run it back. I said... initially while I'm getting to know no but once I make that shit official, like, that's my nigga, that's, I may not say that's my man just so you know, but once I in my head, if it's my man then I trust him, because I don't believe in having somebody if I don't trust them. If I don't trust you, we either gonna keep working on this trust, you ain't my nigga though, or we not gonna be talking,
right?
Her
makes
turn.
Sense. Makes sense. Okay, so I mean, basically, I agree with what you're saying. For me, it's definitely something that probably takes a little bit longer. As far as trust goes, especially in the beginning. And I can't even lie and say once we've actually solidified and committed and we're like rocking strong, that there still wouldn't be them times where I'm like, that's just the way my mind works. I overthink everything. That's gonna probably be like, it's either gonna make me or break me in the end, because I can overthink the most simplest things. It's just who I am. So there's always gonna be a part of me that's like, I second guess. But, and it's not to say that I mean any harm, and it's not to say that I don't trust, it's just the way my mind operates. I can see things from all these different peripherals and angles, and I drive myself crazy sometimes. I get on my own nerves, basically.
She be driving us crazy too.
Well, that's fine. They ain't going nowhere.
Not me.
That's
I'm
fine.
Overthinker too.
But yeah, initially it's definitely something that I will be. I can't say there's not gonna be any trust, but it's hesitant, and we just gonna see. You have to play it by ear. Mm-hmm. We gonna see how, like she said, we're gonna see how you conduct yourself and carry yourself in these different scenarios and situations. Around my people, and I could even be not even just my friends, family, whoever I'm bringing you around us outside of us.
Yeah, 100%.
It's gonna be how you carry yourself and how you act or whatever. And as time goes by, and once we become more established, then I would absolutely hope that I could go off and do whatever the hell I'm gonna do and leave you sitting there, and you still gonna know how you're supposed to maintain and conduct yourself. And just like you always, you always want your woman to be a representation or reflection of you. We want the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I should be able to go to the bathroom, go to the kitchen, go wherever the hell I'm going to go, and leave you sitting and know that when I come back,
your motherfucking hand ain't on my nigga kneecap.
Thank you. Or vice versa.
Or vice versa.
Because
the fuck.
Exactly. Mm-mm. So I definitely think it's just one of those things that come with time. And like you said, I mean... you have a certain point where you're going to work with this person, because trust is something that's earned. It's not always mm-hmm. given. Some people give it freely and then they wait for you to fuck it up
right.
to start taking it away. But most people,
how I do,
right. I'm and learning. With most people, it's an earned thing. You have mm-hmm. to show me that you deserve my trust. So in whichever way that works for you, again, that's something you have to talk to with your partner. And I'm sure it's something that you've established with your friends and family as well. So whatever that trust may look like for you and the people that surround you, at the end of the day, loyalty and trust are foundations for any relationship.
Right.
Every relationship, the core of it is going to be communication, trust, and loyalty. So with that being said, how are we going to do this? I should be able mm-hmm. to trust you and know that we all rocking in the same way and that we all know what we're supposed to be doing and who we came with. Right. And who we're leaving with right. at the end of the night.
And unless we had a swingers party.
Spill or a sex party. Day. Spill for another day. Y'all going to get to know how this girl spill for. Y'all are going to learn that when she says
I've never been to a swingers
things,
party.
When she blurts these random things out, you guys are going to learn. Where some people are like, oh, it's just a joke. Y'all are going to learn today.
Don't say that. Some of that shit is a joke. A kiki.
It's a key.
It's a kiki. Mm. But I was going to piggyback real quick when you said that about some people are, you have the trust until you do something to lose it. And that is pretty much me. You would be the opposite, like you said. Mm-hmm. And I am generally that way. And that's because I'm just like, well, whatever. Like, if you gonna fuck up, you gonna fuck up. I'm gonna find out.
Right.
So, you know, I trust you till I don't. But I think that why I'm getting away from that just a little bit. I'll probably still be that way to my core for the mm-hmm. most part. But just a little bit leaning away from that is because when you do that, you still have a level of expectation that you're getting from somebody. And I'm trying to stop seeing people as being like reflections of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So just because I wouldn't do something doesn't mean the next bitch
the
won't
next person
you know
isn't.
So just because I think something is wrong doesn't mean they will. And if I just automatically everybody gets trusted, then what? But if everybody is not trusted, then what? You know what I mean? I don't mm-hmm. want to be that person. So I'm good where I'm at, but I do feel a slight shift is necessary for a closer balance, because mm-hmm. if I trust everybody, am I actually trusting them, or am I just thinking that they're like me? And so they're going to act the way I act because they're around me and they're my friends. I'm not saying that I want somebody to act like, cause I don't like, I want people that with variety. I want people mm-hmm. that are different. Of course, but like morally and values, you know, obviously most of my friends will have the same type of values mm-hmm. and morals as I do, but everybody's different. Like I said, and just because you think something is wrong, somebody might really genuinely not think it's
wrong.
See,
absolutely nothing wrong with
that.
So,
and that's something that when you have relationships with people, regardless if they're friendships, your family, like everybody's mm-hmm. gonna think differently. Mm-hmm. You can't just beat somebody down to the ground every time their shit is different than yours just because you think something is right
mm-hmm.
and they don't, or you know, vice versa, they think it's wrong and they don't. So that's something that I think really is important to evaluate in any of your relationships, because sometimes you got to step the fuck back and be like, well, shit, I feel wrong. I'm expressing why. But at the same time, I really can't hate you or be mad at you or just cut you off just because
Correct.
You feel differently about something that you don't stand by morally. But I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more one of those things where you got to sit back, reflect and say, well, hey, can we still coexist? I still love you. You know, is this something that we can work through and we just believe differently? Or is this something that I truly feel so strong about that I'm sorry if you think this is okay and I don't, we can't fuck. We can't
love
you
from
a distance. Yeah. And that's both romantically and non-romantically.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I mean, and it's definitely going to happen. And I think as you get older, you tend to try and surround yourself with people that are at least more of a like mind like you.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily your mind, because nobody has one person's mind. You know
nobody
I mean?
Else needs my mind.
No, you absolutely do not. No one does.
Shut up.
One
don't need yours enough. Either.
That is true. I'm not. One is enough of each of us. Trust me. But I mean, the world is surrounded with differences for a reason. You can always learn something from someone, mm-hmm. whether it be a good thing, a bad thing, whatever. You're always going to learn something from the people that are around you. But again, like for me specifically, my goal is always, or what I want around me are, now you don't have to have my mindset, because again, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. but I do want to be around like-minded people in some way, shape, or form, whether it be a goal-related thing, a relationship status type of thing, because sometimes I feel like with relationships, you may have a single friend. I mean, I've always been the relationship one, and Ray is always the single one. But however, we know each other's boundaries. Mm-hmm. We know how to work within that. So I wouldn't, there would be no issue with that. But then sometimes you have the single friend that just does too much. And so if I'm in a relationship, I'm never going to cut a friend off, because my friend is, if you're a friend, you've been there before. However, I have to play it by ear, mm-hmm. so to speak, and see how we're going to place this, because I know myself. And first of all, and it's nothing against anybody at all, but for me, especially when it's a new relationship, I'm very much with that person, because mm-hmm. you're trying to establish and create something, and you're learning the boundaries, and you're learning what each person will tolerate and not tolerate, and so on and so forth. And once you guys get this going and it's established, then you guys have your, you do your guy thing, I do my girl thing, and then we may have our group things. But I'm very much a person that I get into my own world. And that's me as a single person. That's me in a relationship. Sometimes I'm just in my own world. And it's not to say I'm not selfish, but I just kind of can shut down and shut everything out around me. And I just be to myself. And so with that being said, sometimes people feel like because I'm in a relationship, I'm doing that. And it has nothing to do with my relationship. That's just me as an individual. I am very much introverted, very much an introvert. So I can easily not even realizing I'm shutting down or not even realizing I'm tuning everything around me out. I can do that. So if I have a friend that's really party, 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 out all the time, I have to work that in, basically. Mm-hmm. I have to work you in. I'm never going to cut you off because we were friends before I got this relationship. I know how you are. But I definitely have to work it in to what's going on around me. And then I also want to make sure that I keep friends that are in relationships, because then you have that balance. Mm-hmm. So you kind of, I just feel like you said, you have to have a person for everything around you. It's kind of a must to have someone for, you know, a person that can do a little bit of everything around you. But it's also a must to know the people around you and what they represent.
Yeah.
You have to know the people around you and what you represent. Now, sometimes you can get a curveball, you can get a surprise. Yeah. Because that's human nature.
Or experience.
That part. Mm-hmm. But I just like to have my circle small. I feel like it eliminates a lot more of the issues.
And does.
I like to know, everybody likes to know the people around them. But I just spend more time getting to know a person before you get that friend title. Mm-hmm. Definitely before you're a boyfriend, a man, whatever you want to call it. It just takes me a longer to warm up and open up to people. So my timeline, my time shit looks a lot different.
Well, could you actually have one?
But I definitely have. Yes. And I'm definitely, absolutely, no matter what the relationship is, it's definitely earned before it's given. The trust is definitely, you have to show me before I just be like, oh, here you go.
Yeah. And I'm not.
No,
I'm like, yeah, let's get to it. Like, what we learn about each other. I'll tell you all this and that and third. But for another day, or another topic, we're talking about just boundaries. So, like, friendships. Mm-hmm. When you have a relationship, usually you have to, now you're splitting your time up again, right?
Correct.
So, obviously, I don't want to go too far in it right now because I want to get it for the next episode, but that's this is a good segue into boundaries when you are in a relationship with your friends.
Okay.
Because it's going to be different if you have single friends, you know.
Absolutely.
Now it's like, well, bitch, you done been here all the time, like, now you got a nigga, now you want
to, now you're trying to act brand, trying to act fucking
brand new. And or now you with your other friends more because they're in relationships and you're doing couple shit and yada yada yada. So I feel like that's a good topic to get into.
Definitely gonna be a good spill.
Yeah,
definitely gonna be a good spill, because there are a lot of different opinions and a lot of different ways that people view this specific,
how you should be in, how you should be in relationships and where you're quote-unquote loyalty lies. So tune in for that,
absolutely,
because that'll be a good spill.
That will definitely be a good spill. Okay, I like it. We could get into that next. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
And then if you guys have any topics, any spills you want us to get into, any tea y'all want us to spill, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Comments, questions, concerns.
Yep. Either comment on the podcast, comment on our Instagram, which is the goddess at the goddess babes, TikTok at the goddess babes, or send us an email at rayandq@thegoddessbabes.com.
Yes, yes. Let us know. We want to get this interaction going. Let us know what you think of what we've talked about. Yeah. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Hell, let us know what you think about us. What you think?
Fuck y'all. I don't care. Right. Just tell something.
Have you picked up on the differences in our personalities? What y'all think so far? Talk to us. Get interactive with us and let us know what's up. Let us know y'all's thoughts.
Get into it, y'all.
Yes, please and thank you.
And keep it wet.